Okay, I've left Ken's Steakhouse and I got the scallops wrapped in bacon and I found it touching. It was so honest. It was really good. I'm the last guy in the Western Hemisphere who's never had scallops wrapped in bacon, and it works really well. And the scallops were fresh, fresher than they needed to be, all wrapped up in bacon and cooked just to the right point, more than they needed to be, all wrapped up in bacon. Because as we know, anything, including styrofoam packing pellets, are good if wrapped in bacon. It was just nice. Was it phenomenally delicious? No, but it was just right. It was the kind of thing, I mean, it's an old steakhouse. They've been making these scallops wrapped in bacon probably for 4,000 years, and it just tastes like it. And I just love places that have long ago gotten things right, but never learned to cut corners. That's the problem. A lot of the places that get things right then start cutting corners. Slightly cheaper bacon, the chef doesn't care as much, blah, blah, blah. No, this is just right. And in fact, it was so good. It made me think that maybe I should order some other things there, but some force prevented me from doing it. I felt like I didn't need to. It's not that Ken's Steakhouse is some bastion of deliciousness. That's not the point. It's just that it's what it is. It's an old-fashioned steakhouse in a town that's turning Brazilian and Indian and lots of other things. And it's got a certain melancholy to it because it knows it's past its prime. And the dude singing karaoke and the sort of dazed-looking but lifelong professional bartender and the bottle after bottle of Seagram's 7 whiskey lined up on the bar and the home-baked rolls and the dancing couples. The whole thing I just found incredibly touching. I just found it touching. It got to me. I left the singer a $5 tip. The Shiraz was not. I got an Australian Shiraz. It was like $8 for the glass. And you know what? Ever since I left that incredible Bordeaux tasting, I've been unable to drink wine. I've just been completely spoiled and jaded for any kind of wine. The Shiraz just felt good. It was a well-chosen Shiraz. It wasn't a good Shiraz. It was just well-chosen, and it drank well. And the scallops and the bacon ate well. And darn it, there's use for that. There's use for places like that. And it's sad that it's going away. That place won't be open much longer. I mean, it's crowded, but you can just tell its time is gone. Its time has passed. And I feel privileged to have been able to eat there. But now it's on to the Sichuan place I found up the street. Going to drive up a few hundred feet and check it out. It looked interesting. I can't imagine there's any kind of good Sichuan food in this part of Massachusetts. There's no Chinese that I know of. Even Boston has terrible, terrible Chinese. But I have a feeling. Let's go see.